Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. And then he has warnings. We have to believe in the thing, in every word that God speaks. We have to mix faith with it. And it's important. Everything that God says you can live by, it fits somewhere. Now, when we go forward in the Lord, we have to receive his word, his correction. You don't just learn God's word once somebody speaks to you. You can. But the way the way it works is you receive his word as truth. And then you'll have faith for it, and you'll act on it, and then you'll know the truth. And knowledge of the truth is the foundation that we live on. Knowing the truth is different from hearing the truth. Hearing the truth is the first step. But with that, sometimes people hear it and they reject it because of what else they think they know. The ways and wiles of the devil, the ways of the world, they hinder people from learning, from fully learning God's word. But when they hear God's word and receive it, it's more powerful than the lies that they also receive. So the word has to work, and the more darkness a person has gotten tied up in, and the more darkness that they've received as truth, it hinders the word that they've heard. It hardens the heart. But see, once the word get on a soft heart, that's where it works. And when it gets in the heart, the Lord will, you know, the word has the anointing in it also to break the yokes of the darkness. The darkness is, it's like spider's web. It's sticky. You're trapped, and the more you get into it, the more trapped you are. The more you do wrong, so it mounts up evil sowing in your life. In other words, it's like a farmer planting weeds instead of crops. And the more weeds he plants, the more in debt he gets. Because it's harder for the weeds taking the nutrients out of the ground. And then you have to fight those weeds to get the ground where you can plant something that will grow, that you want, that will be a blessing and not a curse. People are sowing curses. And you know, the half of the entertainment on TV is curses, or more than half of the entertainment is a curse. Children are learning curses. They are learning what they are receiving, the knowledge of what is cursing them. The cartoons now is a lot worse than the cartoons I grew up watching. And the cartoons I grew up watching wasn't right either. And it, you know, there were some good cartoons, some godly cartoons. And now I thank God for VeggieTales. They make godly cartoons. Things that will teach your children principles. And there were also cartoons that taught good principles, or at least they didn't teach bad ones when I was growing up. And then some of the cartoons I did watch were bad. When you look back at it, it was funny, but it was bad. Now, but when you are, so you're always receiving something. And those things are, they work to harden your heart against the truth of God's word, which is light. And if you don't drive out the evil, it is harder to receive the good. But people, they struggle to receive God's word when they fail to drive out the worldly way. What has been happening for so long, people try to avoid the worldly way, and they work on not being worldly. and not thinking worldly. But that's an inferior way to thrive. The better way is to receive God's word and operate only by the Holy Spirit, only by the love of God, the kindness of God. And when you, as you learn God's word, drive out the opposite ways of the world. They can be driven out of your character, out of your habit system, out of your heart, and even out of your mind. That's called renewing your mind with the word of God. But the way people have interpreted renewing your mind is to receive God's word and just don't do the bad things. Well, if it's not driven out, it's still there. And it'll still work against you and give you forms of doubt and doubtful dispositions, and it will cause people to be in fear where they shouldn't be. But when you drive out those things, and you, the more you surrender to the Lord, the easier it is to drive those old things out. And you can do it by saying it. If you can say something in faith, the law of faith will drive it out for you. You know, sometimes people, they're not in control of the way they eat. Let's use it for an example. This is one way, an easy way to correct the way you eat. Use your craving system, but speak life to it. Say, I crave what I need the most. I crave the nutrients of what I need the most. And watch, if you keep saying that diligently in faith, whatever your body needs, that's what you'll want to eat. And whatever you really don't need, you'll lose your taste for it. You can even say it that way. I'm losing my taste for things that's killing me. I'm gaining my taste for things that's good for me. Now, the hard way to do it is to make yourself mechanically eat what you should and do what the doctors say and do. But if you do it this way, it's easy. And it's something you can commit to. It'll kill your habit for the things that's killing you. It'll kill your desire for it. You won't want it anymore. It won't be a problem anymore. And you'll desire the things that's good and lovely. Things that, you know, the kind of foods you really need. You know what they taste like, and you'll start desiring it. Now, that example with food is the same example in everything. You can say, I hate every evil way. David did it in one of the Psalms. And the evil way I hate, he said. And you can say, I'm devoted to God and all of his principles. I love all of his word. You can study Psalm 119. That can be your confession. If you can confess Psalm 119, you can do anything in the world you need to do. It will destroy all your doubts. You'll know that God is with you. You'll know that you can't lose. You'll know that the word will take the place of the world. And you'll have strength, and you'll destroy your weaknesses. You'll destroy all evil influences, all of them. If you confessed Psalm 119, and you can do a section at a time. It's divided up according to the Hebrew alphabet. And you can take one every day, whichever one the Holy Spirit put on your heart for the day, whatever you know what you need the most. Or you can do it in sequence. But when the Lord is guiding you, that's even better. You can confess anything you want to confess. What do you want to change? What do you want to kill? What do you want to drive out? And what do you want to gain? If you consider these things, you can do this. Every time, if it's a pattern, every time the Lord wants you to do something, you're 50% about it. You want to do it, you know it's right, but there's a reason, there's a reluctant reason you don't want to do it. That indicates that there's something that needs to be driven away. What is it? But if you start saying, I'm going to do whatever God says to do, and when he give you something to do, every time I was successful, I said, I'm going to do this. I put my heart in it. I'm going to tell you, you can't be neutral about the things of God. If you're neutral, the enemy is going to talk you out of it, or you'll struggle to do it. Once God give you a direction, jump on it. Light up and jump on it. Be 100% about it. What if we were 100% about everything, every word that proceeded out of God's mouth? We were not 20%, 30%, 50%, 80%. We were 100% about every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. Our life will be totally better off. I see so many Christians surviving and striving to go forward. But when you follow God's pattern, whatever he revealed to you and you're 100% about it, it's so easy. It's so easy. Once you start doing it, it works. The first steps of your ministry is where your money is coming from. Now, I want to explain that. That's where your spiritual wealth is. The first assignments. The first assignments you do, that's where your spiritual wealth is found. When the Lord first sends you out to do something, do it well. Be 100% about it. Do it in love. Because that's the backbone, and that's the foundation. Receive God's word in that area, be 100% and do it as unto God in worship with great joy. Once you complete something, that's spiritual wealth on your life. Do the next thing, and then do the next thing, and then do the next thing. And when you start having whatever you need, you can stand on God's word, and the Lord will cause people to give you what you need. But that's not the only way he'll do it. Don't limit God to just people giving to your ministry. Many ministers make the mistake of, the only way my ministry works is if people give me money. The money's coming. But seek the Lord about the money and how however he send it, that's how it'll come. However he send it, he may open a door for you to work. He may open a door for you to do a project that you'll get paid for. He may cause you to help the right person that will lead to somebody giving you. However he do it, that's fine. That's his business. You believe him and be ready. Be ready to do whatever. If you have a job, they may ask you to do overtime or something. There's sowing and there's reaping. But if you try to limit God to how he did it in somebody else's life, you may miss the point. You have to walk your road. And you have to be 100% about what God guides you to do. I'm telling you, whatever he tells you to do is more important than you can think of. It's a lot more important than it looks. It's not just important. If God say do something, it's very important. Sometimes the people that he send you to, you are prepared to help them. The way that you live, the way that you do things, you fit the bill. You are prepared. The things, the elements you have, they need. And the Lord will raise you up just to help people out. But once he do, be 100% about it. The people he send you to, and the doors he opens for you to get there, he's going to give you the wisdom to reel in that harvest. I went to an ICFM meeting this weekend. Blessing. God was moving there. And I looked around, I said, Lord, there's a lot of good information in this room. People here are wise. in you. I said, when we go to the fellowship hall, I pray that you have blessed conversations to happen that will encourage people to go forward and say whatever's necessary. And Richard, the man that was over it, he mentioned about hell, how we need to remind people that there's a hell to avoid. A lot of times people, they hear about heaven and they put it in a faraway category. They don't really follow God, you know. But you got to remind them about hell. Hell is important. He reminded us how we grew up hearing about hell and we didn't want to go. And we feared God. Fearing God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. So when you fear God, people are more, they hear his word and they are motivated to hear his word and then they become stable. But a lot of people are not preaching hell like they should. And he talked about how Bill Weiss, he spent 23 minutes in hell. And the Lord let him do that to remind people of how bad it is. And he went and saw what our brothers and sisters endure when they go. And I say brothers and sisters because they are people that could have been saved, but they didn't listen. And they didn't have anybody to instruct them and love them and help them grow. They were surrounded by the world and they gave in. They didn't fight back. When they heard the world seduced them. And they went, and most people go for the bait. I'm sorry, but most people do go for the bait. And they get baited into the world. And even if they make heaven, they're unproductive. They don't win souls. They go to heaven empty-handed. They didn't win nobody. A very few people. They didn't have lived a life, and they barely made it themselves. But I want to reverse all that. That can be reversed. We can be all that we can be in Christ. We can be motivated. We can go forward. We can do His perfect will. When I went to hell, I saw the people I saw had no business in hell. They could have been saved. Their life could have, they could be alive now. Because they were young. They were younger than I was. The boy didn't get to grow up, and the girl and the lady didn't, you know, she was younger than I was. She would still be alive. And thriving in the Lord and loving God. But her life was cut short. And the other people, I didn't know who they were, but I saw people in my peripheral vision falling in. It looked like hundreds at a time, just from all over the world, falling in hell. The Lord let me see, I can still see it. I can still describe it. And then I looked down and saw the lake of fire. And I don't want that for nobody. God loves us all. And we need to know Him and go forward. The more we learn of Him, the better off we are. And then I talked to a couple. This man was on a hunting trip. And the Lord, he was worshiping God. And on the way back, he was worshiping God. And he said, Lord, you want me to do something. What is it you want me to do? And he saw old people. And he started ministering at a nursing home. And he said he learned so much doing that ministry. He said they're full of knowledge. And some of them have Alzheimer's. They can't remember your name or sometimes their name, but they can remember the things of God. They can remember the hymns that they used to sing. And they sing the whole song. You know, it's important to follow God. Wherever you fit, God will plug you there and you will be a blessing. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, it's easier to walk this life as you drive out the thing. It's really easy to do it. You start speak by faith what you don't want. Say you hate it. You know, when it came to lust, I said I hate it. When it came to pride, now I was not a proud person, but I saw how God hated pride. So I started speaking that I hate the ways of pride. I hate it. and I love the ways of love. And it became true. I already hated pride, but I said I hated it because I knew God hated it. That's the sin he really hated. And then I said I hate lust because that's what was bothering me at the time, temptations and lust. And it became a thing of the past. Something I can laugh at now. So, same thing with greed and any other problem. Laziness. You can speak against laziness. You can say, I'm diligent in the Lord and get up early and do something. If you don't know what to do, start praying for people you care about. Pray for ministers and it'll whet your appetite to do something. Everything's, you can make the right adjustments. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. And you'll be able to go forward and not backwards. And you can do all that's in his heart. Because when you trust him that way, you're going to see greater things. I know it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.